Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane, the director of the Dominican Learning Center in Columbus, Ohio, an adult literacy and ESL center. The title of Sister Barbara's preaching is Another Lenten Discipline.
A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. Azariah stood up in the fire and prayed aloud, "For your name's sake, O Lord, do not deliver us up forever, or make void your covenant. Do not take away mercy from us, for the sake of Abraham your beloved, Isaac your servant, and Israel your holy one, to whom you promised to multiply their offspring like the stars of heaven or the sand on the shore of the sea. For we are reduced, O Lord, beyond any other nation, brought low everywhere in this world this day because of our sins. We have in our day no prince, prophet, or leader, no burnt offering, sacrifice, oblation, or incense, no place to offer first fruits, to find favor with you. But with contrite heart and humble spirit, let us be received, as though it were burnt offerings of rams and bullocks, or thousands of fat lambs. So let our sacrifice be in your presence today, as we follow you unreservedly. For those who trust in you cannot be put to shame. And now we follow you with our whole heart. We fear you, and we pray to you. Do not let us be put to shame, but deal with us in your kindness and mercy. Deliver us by your wonders and bring glory to your name, Lord." The word of the Lord. I've been thinking lately that we should add another discipline to our regular Lenten practices of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. This discipline, forgiveness, is perhaps the hardest discipline one could practice. Azariah, who is called Abednego and is one of the three men thrown into the fire, prays for God to forgive the Israelites. "Do not take your mercy from us," he pleads, even though they have been brought low because of their sins. They don't have anything but their humble spirits and contrite hearts to sacrifice for their sins. It's surely not enough to make up for their lack of trust in the Lord. But it appears that God does have mercy for them, because all three men come out of the fire without a burn on their bodies or a scorched hair on their heads. God indeed delivers them. The Israelites will have a history of turning away from God, getting into trouble, and then begging God's forgiveness. And God does forgive them over and over again, not just seven times, but 77 times, as Jesus teaches in the gospel today. And doesn't that same thing happen to us? We turn away from God, get into trouble, and then beg for God's forgiveness. But do we believe that God will forgive us over and over again? Well, what we see in both of today's readings is limitless forgiveness. We know this is possible with God, but what about us, mere mortals? Can we give limitless forgiveness? That's where I think a Lenten practice of forgiveness could be valuable. It would offer an opportunity to be intentional about forgiveness, to actually take the time to consider who we should forgive and to ask for the grace to do it. And it's an opportunity to consider how we have hurt God and others, and how to go about asking them for forgiveness. Forgiving can be difficult, especially when a person has been wounded to the core, but it can provide healing. For me, the value of a Lenten forgiveness practice would be to wrestle with those daily slights and hurts that come from living in community and working with others. Slights that are often unmeant and unconscious, but can hurt all the same. Being intentional about forgiveness can help us recognize our need for and to give forgiveness, and it can help us to heal. So this Lent, why not add forgiveness to your Lenten practices so that we can all follow God with our whole hearts and bring glory to God's name. Thank you.